Okay, so we're doing a new sugya, same parak, same general topic, but new sugya. So the issue is Ari Mekla, okay, the cities themselves. Okay, previously we've been discussing the murder, the action which is machayev somebody to go to Ari Mekla, and all the different parameters of that action. Now we're going to get to discuss the city, the properties and halachos regarding the city itself. Okay, so it's Tess Amud Bey's Mishnah. Leichlin Golan. Where does he go to Galus? Okay, we know Gola. Until this point, it just says Gola. He goes to Galus. Where? Where does he go? So it says, L'Ari Miklat. L'Ari Miklat. L'Shalosh Shebe Eber HaYarden. U'L'Shalosh Eber HaSkanan. So there are three choices on Eber HaYarden and three in Eber HaSkanan. Shnemar Shalosh Aram Titenu Me'Ever LiYarden VeShalosh Aram Titenu Be'Eretz Kanan. Okay, keep Pesach Chamesh, please. So this is in Bamidbar Lamed Hay, Pasuk. You might as well start from the Bidparak Pasuk Tas. Vaydav Hashem Moshe Leimar Da'aber Al Bnei Yisrael Amarta Lehem Ki Atem Over Mes HaYarden Aratz Kanan. So you're going to cross the Yarden. Ve'Krisim Lachem Arim. And you can prepare cities. Ari miklat yan alchem. They'll be for you. Ari miklat. V'nas shama rotzayach. Maki nevesh b'shkaga. And someone who kill Rabbi Yoshogeg will run there. V'yilchem harem l'miklat migawel. And it will be a protection from the goladam. From the enemy, the relative. V'lo yamas harotzayach. Adam dofen yedel mishpat. And this way the murderer won't get killed prior to going to judgment. Yeah. What's that?
It's interesting, they phrase it as a protection for them.
Yeah. Yeah, there's definitely a facet of it as a protection.
Right.
Yep. It's both. It's like a mechaper for his crime, and it's also a protection for him from the Galadam. Okay, the Armasha Titenu Titenu, and these cities, Shesh Ari Mikl Tianachan, there are six of them. Eish Shalosh Arim Titenu Mei Vali Yardain. Right, there will be three of the cities which are on the Ivar Yarden, the other side of the Yarden. The first side of the Yarden, Yeshua Shon Tin Yavaris Kanan, Ari Miklat Tiana, they'll be Ari Miklat. The Vneisha Vlager Latosha Basilchim Tiana, Sheish Aram Haila Lamiklat, Lana Shama Kalmaki Nevash Bekaga. So these six together will create be a shelter for anybody who kills Bishabik. Okay? Yeah?
Why do we call it Gola?
Gola is Golas, exile.
Oh, exile. Oh.
Yeah, yeah. It's you think Goel. Goel is redeemed. Gola is exile. Okay. Yeah, Golas. Yeah.
How many people are allowed in the army?
I don't know. It's a city. Lots. I don't think there's Okay, so it says like this. So, Ad Shalom Nivcharu Shalosh Shebe Eretz Yisrael. So here's the way historically it went. Historically it went is that the Jews first conquered the Eifer Yarden before they crossed the Yarden, right? So they conquered those lands from Sichon Og, those lands, and Moshe Rabbeinu set up, before Moshe Rabbeinu died, Moshe Rabbeinu never crossed the Yarden, so Moshe Rabbeinu set up those three Ari Miklat on that side of the Yarden. But it's saying is until the three Ari Miklat in Eretz Yisrael were chosen, Lo HaYushal Shebeiver HaYarden Koltos, the three on this side of the first side of the Yarden did not protect. Shneimar sheish orei miklatiana, the six ad sheyu shishtan koltos kachas, until you have all six of them being collate protecting as one. So it doesn't work. Three don't work without six. Sheish orei miklatiana, they only work once you complete the full number. When you get six, then they work. But the first three, even though Moshe Rabbeinu set them up, they don't work. They simply don't do anything. Until you get to the other side of the Yarden, until they set up the other three in Eretz Yisrael, they don't work.
It sounds like a system of them?
It sounds like that. It sounds like that. I mean, it has to be explained a little bit more, but it sounds like it's a system, yeah. It's one big package deal. Rashi says, Achanev Choshoshavarez Kanan, Hainu. Okay? What do you think it means? What do you need? You think is once you go into Eretz Yisrael and you pick these cities, right? So Rashi says, "Hainu kol arba asrei shekivshu v'chilku v'acharkach evdilan Yeshua." It's just the 14 years that they conquered and divided the land, and only then did Yeshua set them up. Okay, so it's not like once you get into Eretz Yisrael and you know where they're going to be, then they could work. No. It's after they conquer and divide the land to all the Shvatim and everything, then at the very end of the whole process, then Yeshua set aside these three cities, and now you have all six, and then they all work together. Okay? Yeah, right. And I said, Lo Yushalosh, Yevdel Moshe, Bevayard, and Koltos. So until you have all six of them, it doesn't work. Okay? Until you have all six of them, it doesn't work. Yes. Okay. And then it says, Mechavlam Lahem, let me read further in the Mishnah. But Mechavnos Lahem Drachem Zulazu. Shenemar Tachan Lecha Derach, Vashilashta. You make roads. You make roads. What is it? This is interesting. What does it sound like the Mishnah is saying? Mechavnos Lahem Drachem Mizu Lazu. Shenemar Tachan Lecha Derach, Vashilashta. You should prepare the roads and you should split it. Yeah.
Possibly connect them.
Yeah, so it sounds like it means you should connect them. Connect them together. One to the other to the other. They should have a road connecting them. Yeah? But the simplest way to read it means is it's a city. It's connecting the cities together. But the way the Rambam brings it down and the Baratanura, everyone brings it down, it means that you should have a roads from everywhere in Eretz Yisrael to the cities. Okay, I'll read you that Rambam. Hold on. The Rambam says, okay. So Bezin has to set up roads to the Ari Miklat and to fix them. And to widen them. You have to remove any stumbling blocks, any potholes on the road. You can't have any mounds, any whatever, any rivers. So you have to basically make it clear. Nothing's going to stop the guy who's running there. You have to prepare the road.
And signs also? What
do
you think?
Yes. Mikla, mikla, he cuts about process of drachim. At forks in the road, it has to write Miklat, Miklat. Kadeshi Akira Ratzchanim, Vayifnu Lashem, still not a go. So you want to make it easy for them to get there. So that's how they all interpret it, that it doesn't mean that there are roads connecting the cities, but it means roads in everywhere in Eretz Yisrael. You basically have to have good roads so that it's equally easy to frequent from anywhere in Eretz Yisrael. Okay? It's interesting. I mean, I think I saw in the Aruch Laner, the tries to take up why no one learns the Mishnah straight. But that's bottom line. Bottom line is no, this is the way they interpret the Mishnah. Okay, fine. So let's be, I mean, there's a lot of different halachas here we're going to take up. But let's maybe, let's pause here in the Mishnah. And let's try to understand what we have so far. You know, let's just go to the Gemara a little bit more. A little bit in the Gemara. Okay, and then we'll analyze it. So far we know we have three Ari Miklat on one side of the Arden, three on the other side, and they don't work until you have all six. Okay, they don't protect until you have all six. And you basically make roads, you have them spread out throughout the straw. Let's see. It says, they say here, I mean, I don't know if we saw it yet in the Mishnah, but basically you space them equally throughout the land. I mean, we'll see exactly what that means. But you want to have, you space them equally. So it says like this. Ton Rabban, Shalosh Arim this Gemara, Hivdil Moshe be'evar yarden. Moshe may have set up three cities in every yarden. Connect them, Hivdil Yeshua Kanan. And then corresponding to them, Yeshua set up three in Eretz Canaan. What does it mean corresponding to them? Mechavner lahem k'min shtei shorosh shebekaren. They're like two rows in a vineyard. So it's like they're mamish, like if they imagine two sides of the yard, then they're both there, like, you know, like two rows in a vineyard. So it's like two rows of three in a vineyard. Three on one side, three on the other side, and they line up. Rashi. Eluk neged elu, b'shtei shorosh, k'mo shtei shorosh shebekaren. So they're like parallel or across from each other, adjacent to each other across the river. Okay, fine. And he says Chevron b'Yuda, can I get Betzim b'Midbar? And he lists out the cities, you know. And then he says Vishilashta, Shimishulashim. It should be triple split. Shimidaron l'Chevron, k'mi Chevron l'Shchem, v'Chevron l'Shchem, k'mi Shchem l'Kedem, k'mi Shchem l'Kedem, k'mi Kedesh l'Tzafon. So what does this mean? This means it should be evenly spaced. So if you imagine it like I guess like a football field from the 0 yard line, you know, to the, or let's say from zero, let's number it from 0 to 100, you know, percentages. So you basically you have one in the center, one in the center, like one at the 25%, one at the 50, one at the 75. So basically the distance between any two cities or any one city and the end, the edge of Eretz Yisrael is the same distance. Right, you follow that? It's like 25 again at the 0, 25, I'm sorry, not at 0, the 25, 50, 75. So you have three cities and they're like evenly spaced. So they're each 25 apart from each other, and there are the outer ones are 25 away from the border.
So theoretically, no one can be more than 25% away from.
Yeah. Yes.
Probably less murders at the border.
Yes. Yes. There's yes, right? Because it's closer. It's a shorter run if you're in the middle. If you think about it, the Gemara's going to get into this. If you're in the middle, that's what you're saying, right?
Yeah.
If you're in the middle, it's closer. Because if you're in the center, then your most is going to be 12 and a half.
Right.
But if you're all the way on the edge, it's going to be 25. So it's not really spaced the way you'd want it to be. But the Gemara's going to take that. I guess let's leave that alone. But for now, basically, they're evenly, they'll call it evenly spaced. Okay, it's basically there it is. Okay, fine. So the question is, like, okay, so that's basically, I just want to give you some basic facts about the thing, but now let's try to take it out. So let's read the... Let's read the Rambam on the, where he introduces his whole thing. Okay. This is Perachas. The beginning of Perachas in Hilchos Ritzeach Shmiras and Nefesh. Mitzvahs asay lahafrish ari miklat. It's a mitzvah asay to separate ari miklat. Shenem ashol shalosh arim tavdil lecha. You have to separate. It's mitzvah on the Bezdin, Klal Yisrael, whoever, to separate cities. The in ari miklat no goes to El Eretz Yisrael. They're only in Eretz Yisrael. Okay, so even if the Jews have a community in Chutz Laretz, in Brooklyn or something, whatever, there's no mitzvah to separate Arim Miklat and Chutz Laretz. Or in Bavel, there's no, it's only Eretz Yisrael. V'sheis Arim Hayu. There's six cities. Shalosh Shivdil Moshe Rabbeinu Be'er Yarden. V'shalosh Shivdil Yeshua Be'eretz Kanan. Okay, so three of this, or three of Moshe, the three of Yeshua. Okay, now here's an interesting halacha. Let's try to analyze this halacha. This is about to read. Chaz Gemel. Ein Achas Me'orim Miklat Koltos. Aji of the Kulan. One of the cities does not collate. Okay, well, collate is going to be a word we're going to use a lot. It means like to protect, to grab the person, but it means like it's protect. Miklat, collate. It's from miklat. It's like a shelter. So the verb miklat provides shelter. So to be collate is like the verb of providing shelter.
Oh, so
okay, it's a miklat. Yeah, collate.
You would just say that my miklat can't operation.
Yeah, fine. Whatever. We're just gonna. I'm just gonna say collate. I'm gonna keep using the word collate. I'm not gonna translate every single time we do it. So, but it's not collate. Okay, but it means it doesn't provide shelter. It doesn't protect the person. Doesn't operate. Doesn't function. However you want to say it, but it's collate. We're gonna get used to the word. Okay, collate. Miklat collate. So it doesn't work. Not one of the cities is not collate until you separate all of them. Shenamar sheish ari miklat yana lachem. Good. Right, we know that. That's what we just learned, right? V'hodianu Moshe Rabbeinu, and Moshe Rabbeinu told us, she'in shalosh shebe'ivar ha'yardin koltos ad she'evdilu shalosh she'eretz Kanan. Moshe Rabbeinu told us that the three on Ivar ha'yardin aren't kolate until you separate the three in Eretz Kanan. The lama of Dilan, so then why did he separate them? That's the point. It's not going to work. Amar ho luba mitzvah liyada yakaimena. So that's the famous chazal. It says, since the mitzvah came to my hand, I'm going to do it. Right, there's a chazal that says, mitzvah shouldn't be light in your eyes. Because Moshe Rabbeinu, even though it didn't even work, he still wanted to be Osteik in the mitzvah. So it shows you that you should always be the great Moshe Rabbeinu, still was running the mitzvah, even though it didn't work. It wasn't even complete, but he still wanted to be Osteik in the mitzvah. Fine.
That's why
he set up the three in Eber Yarden, even though they weren't going to work until theoretically he could have just waited 14 years or whatever till Yeshua would do it, and Yeshua was going to do it, he'll be the leader of that. So what do you need Moshe Rabbeinu to separate out these cities prior to when he knows he's not entering Eretz Yisrael? He knows he's not going to be actually finishing, and it's not going to be a while till the other ones are going to work. They're
so
not even going
to
work.
Was this a mitzvah to do?
Yeah, it's a mitzvah to do now.
But it's mitzvah functional. Yeah,
right.
You just
want to
do the mitzvah.
Yeah, right. You want to be able to do the mitzvah. Apparently, he wouldn't do it. It seems like he wouldn't have been on a vayon if he would have waited, because they're not going to do anything yet. But he wanted to be able to do the mitzvah. So that's what they say. You see, a mitzvah shouldn't be kal in your eyes. You think there should be other things to do, but no, you want to do a mitzvah. You know? Yeah.
Is it weird that we use, like, the
lashon
machalik to separate?
Machalik. Where he says here? That she yivdilu. to be separate. Yivdilu. Tavdil.
Before, when you were saying what the mitzvah was, it sounded like you're saying it's to
separate. Lahafresh. Oh, Lahafresh. Lahafresh. Also means like to separate.
Right.
Yeah, I guess it means to separate it. Simple Pshat means to separate it from the rest of Eretz Yisrael.
Right.
It's separating it out as being like designated shelters. You know what I mean? That's like the action that you do. You separate it out, designate it as an area apart from the rest of Eretz Yisrael, and this is, right? Something like that. Yeah.
You could also imply that they're like all part of one thing. You know, they're all pieces to one.
Right. That's true. Pieces to one land somehow, and you're separating them out.
Yeah.
Yeah, okay, that's true. Okay, good. Yeah, so what's funny about this Rambam? Yo, you going to ask something? So?
No, I mean, I wanted to ask. So during the period where...
Good question. Someone was asking, what happens... What happens when you don't have Ari Miklat and you kill the Shogig or Karv Lamezim? Could the Goldan get you? Right? Is he allowed to get you? Like, what's the halacha nowadays? Someone kills Karv Lamezim. Shogeg. There's no Imiklat, so is that it? Is he allowed to be killed by the Golanam? I hope not. I don't know. But it's a good question. It's an excellent question. I don't know the answer to that. Yeah, that's a good one. Yeah, we should find that out. That's kind of an important question. Kind of, you know? So again, if we read this Rambam carefully, or at least before we read the Rambam, what do you think about this halacha? This is halacha I want to analyze. The halacha is that none of the Ari Miklat work until you have all of them separated. Right? None of the Ari Miklat work until you have all of them separated. So three of them don't work until you have all, right? What do you think about that halacha? I mean, the question is, before we answer it, the question is that, well, look, if Ari Miklat's idea is trying to provide shelter for Ratzeach B'Shkaga, it's dangerous, he's going to get killed by the Golad Naam, and the Torah sets up a place for him to go to be safe. That's what the Torah is saying, is you go into Eretz Yisrael, we're going to give you these little cities to protect you, to be safe, so Rotzeach B'Shkaga is safe. So what do you need all of them for? I mean, look, once you have three of them, so what do they do? Now let's say you kill on this side of the Yarden, now what? That's it? They go not kill them? Until, sorry, Charlie, we didn't set up the other three? I mean, why do you have to wait for the other three? What's the sense of making them interdependent? I mean, doesn't it make sense that we should have... The Ari Miklat is there, it's ready to go, it's set aside, and Moshe set it there, so why doesn't it work? What's that concept that it doesn't work until you have all of them? Okay. For example, let's say a bomb shelter is built in Israel, and you're saying is the policy of the state, that we're not letting anyone use any of the shelters until they're all built. So in the meantime, you're going to have to wait outside the shelter. They're built, they're ready to go, but listen, this is our policy. They only all work together. Why? Because that's our rule. Right? I mean, this sounds kind of ridiculous. So if the whole thing is here is the protection, and it's saying is Lanas Shama Makena Fish Bishkaga, it's a protection. So it's ready to go. This side of our day, and it's all ours, it's settled. We're ready to go. So then why don't they work? Because they haven't done the other three, so whatever. So we'll do those three when they do it. You should do it one at a time. Once one of them gets alive and ready to go, go. I'm not asking why not. I mean, I'm not asking a why question. Like, why is it that the Torah is saying that they don't work? It sounds like I am. But that's why I could see, because I'm evoking why answers. Because overcrowding, whatever, those types of things. That's like kind of getting into, I know you're answering that because that's what it sounds like I'm asking, so I have to clarify what I'm asking. But I'm not asking that. I'm not asking what's the philosophy behind, what are the practical reasons why the Torah did it or whatever. I'm more asking, what's the halacha? Could we understand or define the halacha such that, like kind of like what Avi said. Avi said is like apparently it's one thing. It's one unit or one system, something like that. And I'm saying, what do you mean it's one system? It's not. It's six separate cities, and each one works. Like, what is the nature of the halacha of Ari Miklat such that they are interdependent? You know, now you could ask, why did the Torah make it that type of a system such that they're independent? But that's not what I'm asking. I'm asking why. I'm asking, can we understand the halacha? What do you learn about the conceptual formulation of Ari Miklat from the fact that you see that they're interdependent, they're one whole, they're something, you know? If we give it, if we express the halachic formulation in a clear way, then naturally it leads to this result. You know what I mean? So, yeah, that's my question. So I know I'm expressing it as why, but I kind of... The why is because intuitively it doesn't sound like, it would sound like an army mikvah. There's a shelter and they set one up. Now what doesn't work about it? Like a bomb shelter. A bomb shelter, what makes a bomb shelter work is that it's safe and it protects you from bombs. So I'd say why doesn't one work without the other ones? I don't mean why. I just mean, well, what about it doesn't work? It's a bomb shelter and it protects you from bombs. So what's your understanding of a bomb shelter such that it doesn't work until you have other bomb shelters? Oh, well, it works through an electric field. I don't know, whatever. Some sort of something, and then it show me what the nature of the thing is or how it operates such that it really is only a part. Understand, a building. Let's say a building is one thing, and there's the first floor, and it's only a foundation of the other floor, and the whole nature. You'll show me what the unified whole of a building is, and you'll say, the building works when it all is works in one cohesive whole. You have a house, doesn't work without the bathroom because it's not just the living room. The living room is a place of dwelling, it's one cohesive whole, and if you only have parts, you show how it's one thing. But it doesn't seem to be this is one thing. It seems to be these are six separate things, like a bomb shelter. What does one bomb shelter do with another bomb shelter? Pardon, I mean, it's a good first step that Yona is saying and Jakey is supporting well, is that Yona is saying is that it's not pshat that a city is just its own thing. City is just a safe haven. Take a safe haven. Yeah. Where do you put them in Eretz Yisrael, or whatever? But rather, it's like a feature of Eretz Yisrael that it has these cities. It's a component. When you have Eretz Yisrael, right? When you have Eretz Yisrael, Chatzik actually says something like that. Da'aber al bnei Yisrael v'martel en kiyatem over misaseyardin Eretz Kanan. When you enter Eretz Yisrael, enter Eretz Kanan. Vikrisan lechem arim, and then you're gonna have these cities. Okay, so it's like part of the land is that it has Arivekla. It's a feature of Eretz Yisrael. And he's saying, as Eretz Yisrael isn't completed, you don't have the entity of Eretz Yisrael until you, like Jakey says, until you have, like Anashi says, until you have the 14 years, or Kibush and Chiluk. That's when Eretz Yisrael is really, the entity of Eretz Yisrael emerges into existence. It's an entire Eretz. So until you do that, you have a potential of Eretz Yisrael, you have like half of Eretz Yisrael, but you don't have the land. The land is the entirety. And when you have the whole thing, now you could say these are components of the land. So it's not like you're saying, it's not intrinsically like this land is like a, like in a shelter, it's like a physical, it's the metal in the shelter that protects you. But here, it's its identity, it's not a physical something about the earth of the thing which protects you. It's a component of Eretz Yisrael. So it's what changes in these three when they conquer all Eretz Yisrael? Now it becomes a component of the city. It's an ear shell Eretz Yisrael. Prior to that point, it was just the city. But now once you have Mashlim, the whole Eretz, now you have the entity of Eretz Yisrael. Now this is a component of Eretz Yisrael, and the halacha has certain components of Eretz Yisrael to protect. Now my question is, it's a good step, but my question is, fine, I understand why the three in Eivar Yarden don't work until you conquer Eretz Yisrael. But it's not just saying that. It's saying that the three in Eivar Yarden don't work until you separate out the other three in Eretz Yisrael. So why do you need to separate those, the second three, for the first three to work? Once the first three are separated, and now you need Eretz Yisrael, but now you conquer Eretz Yisrael. Well, Yeshua tomorrow is going to separate out, designate the other cities. But they still don't work until the first three don't work until the second three are set apart. Why not? You have Eretz Yisrael, so now it's a feature of the land. The first three are a feature of the land. They're part of the land. Why should the function of the first three be dependent upon the second three? Because what makes it work is not the physical city. It's not Betzer is a magical or protected city. It's the halacha that an ir shel Eretz Yisrael provides protection. That a goel adam can't kill in the ir shel Eretz Yisrael. The land of Eretz Yisrael has a certain property. It's land has there's certain features of the land. There are mitzvahs on the land. The stuff which grows on the land has certain halacha. So certain ayaros of shel Eretz Yisrael provide protection. That's the halacha. So now it's not an ir shel Eretz Yisrael until you have Eretz Yisrael. So when you're COVID, when you're the Kishon B'Cholki, you have 14 years, now you have Eretz Yisrael. Now this, once I set aside those, this is now an ir shel Eretz Yisrael. Now it will function. Because it functions based on the halacha and its halachic identity as an ir shel Eretz Yisrael. A more direct question. Okay, more direct question, which maybe will lead us towards an answer here. Is we're saying it's like it's a feature of the land. But what's the feature? What is the feature of the land? And Avi said before, it's one system. What's the one system? What is the one? As apparently the Ari Miklat are working together. Like the Gemara says, Adchi Shishtan Koltos. They work together. They work as a unified whole. And they're giving a feature, they're a feature of the land. What's this unified whole? What's this, what is the Shishtan? What's the, how do they unify together? So far we haven't done that. We just said they're a feature of the land. But what's the feature of the land? What's, what does it do to the land? Or what are they accomplishing? What are they, how are they giving the land the feature? They're just saying, it's just saying, look, they need to be in Eretz Yisrael. But that's not really like a feature of the land. That's, what's the unification, I guess? We just have to clinch. What's the unification of these six? And as they're saying, the six cities, see, Eretz Yisrael is like a safe land. Okay, it's safe. It's protected. It's a land which is safe from Golei Adam killing Rosh Hashanah. In other words, this is like part of a land in a society. There's a danger to people. Rosh Hashanah happens, and people get angry, and they end up having these types of wars, right? One gang goes after the other gang because the other one shot this guy by accident, whatever. In other words, Eretz Yisrael is a land. It's part of the feature of the land that it's safe. Right? That we protect our Rostam Mishkaga. And these Shesh Arei Miklat merge together to form one property that Eretz Yisrael is a safe land. How safe? Halfway safe? That's not the quality in the land. Quality in the land is totally safe. Is what does it mean? It means, and this part of the idea is like they're equally spaced throughout the Eretz. In other words, they're qualifying the land as a safe land. That's how Ari Miklat works. Just give me one sec. Because they work as it's not pshat that we want to protect 50 guys, so let's set up the city. Protect 50 guys. In theory, that's going to do that in Chodesh Chatzars also, just do that everywhere. I mean, it's a nice idea, but that's not the way Ari Miklat works. Ari Miklat is a feature of Eretz Yisrael. Eretz Yisrael is a safe land. It's a land which protects its citizens. How does it protect its citizens? That everywhere you go, there's an Ari Miklat. And when the fact that you have everywhere you go, there's an Ari Miklat, now it gives a certain quality and a feature to the land that it's a certain type of a country. It's a country which protects its inhabitants. Now, if you did it halfway, it's almost like it's the wrong idea. It protects some of its inhabitants. That's not the concept. That's not the feature of the land. So the Ari Miklat work insofar as one of the Ari Miklat works insofar as it gives a quality to the land as being a safe land. So they exist as part of the quality as one part, and this is what Avi said, it's one system, one whole. Right? You just have to fill in what the whole is. But there, the Shesh Ari Miklat it needs six things. See, if the goal is to save one guy, then you just have one city works on its own. But the goal is to create a certain type of a country, of a land, and that's a feature of Eretz Yisrael is that it's safe, and the safety comes through six. And the Ari Miklat only exist as a qualifier of the land. They don't exist as individual entities. They don't exist. They exist as a qualifier of Eretz Yisrael. And you can't qualify the Eretz as a halfway safe land. That's not the nature of the land. So it's only once you have all six. Now you could qualify Eretz Yisrael across all the borders as being a safe land. For example, like obviously, like the code, the safety codes. Sure, you have to have a...
Before somebody gave,
Yeah, it's good. Like, you're right. You have to have a smoke detector in every room, and you have to have a sprinkler system, and you have to have all those things. Until all those features are in place, it's not a safe building. Right? So you need them all. Now, it has certain aspects which are safe, but that's not safe. That's not safe. They're not going to give you the CFO or whatever it is until you got all of them. So someone asked a good question. So why don't we say, look, would we rather it to be zero safe? Might as well at least make it 50% safe. Isn't that better?
Yeah.
Right? So, look, it's true, we have to get up to full capacity. But, like, let me give you an example. I'm not sure if it's an exact example, but let's say you're starting a business, and you want to start a website, and you have it 50% developed. So you'll get, like, half the business or something if you put it up halfway. So are you going to put it up in a halfway type of a manner? Or you say, look, that's not the business. We're going to, look, I'm not getting any profits until might as well put it up halfway in a bad way. At least I get some profit. But that's just not the way that our business. That we don't run a business like that. And there's a right way to do the thing. And this is our business. So it's a good business model. It will hurt the business in the long term. That's not what the business is. You got to do it in the right way. So the goal, if the goal was to make like a few dollars, and maybe you'll say like do it right away. But the goal is to create a certain type of a business. So I'm saying the goal of Ari Miklat is not, although it's a noble goal, but it's not to save a few individuals. It's to create a certain type of Eretz. Eretz Yisrael is a certain land that the world looks at, and it's a place on earth, and it's a land of Klal Yisrael, which reflects certain ideals and certain, you know, for it to be a society which reflects the highest ideals, and people can look at it and recognize the ideas of Kodesh Baruch Hu and Mishpat and protection, Rachamim, you know. And if you look at it and you see half Rachamim, that conveys a bad idea. It distorts what Eretz Yisrael is. It's not functioning. And if it's a halfway, it's like a halfway running business. It destroys the whole business model. Everyone looks at it as like a cheap thing. That's not what Eretz Yisrael is. It's set up to function in a totality. Now, what if it's going to happen in the meantime? I don't know what's going to happen in Bavel. What's going to happen in everywhere? It's a good question. What happens? But that's not what the premise of the question is. Is like Ari Miklat is there because what are we going to do about that individual guy? And then, but then it doesn't even make sense to say that you don't have Ari. Why don't you have to have Ari Miklat in Brooklyn? What about that individual guy? I don't know. Whatever system is in place to protect guys in Brooklyn, be in a place to protect those guys. That's not what Ari Miklat is. Is creating a certain type of an aretz, and a halfway safe aretz, it's like you're doing it in an incomplete manner, and that's not the mitzvah. The mitzvah is actually yishishdan. It's if you could create the quality of safety of a safe land, good. If you could do it in a bad way, in a halfway manner, that's not the mitzvah. And so, like in this bomb shelter, maybe your goal is to save each and every individual life that you could, and that's. Purpose. You might as well use as much as you could, do as many as you could. But that's, I mean, it's interesting, and that's a philosophical question. Why isn't that? Why isn't that the goal of what the Torah is trying to do? Save as many lives as we could, and set up as many as you could individually. But that's not what Ari Miklat is. That's what we're defining the halacha. Apparently, that's not what the Torah is doing in Ari Miklat. Torah is setting up, when you go into Eretz Yisrael, this is a certain type of a society, and we reflect certain ideals, all the features of the land. Reflect ideals. There's one ideal is safety. Safety for our citizens from its army. And half safety isn't safety. It's a nice try. It's a good attempt. And it's something. It's better than nothing. But that's not the land. And when we can do it right, then we put up the feature in full form. That's a good point. The Mishnah is a good thing. It's like, it's not upset that it's an injustice. The Goladam does have a right to kill him. His name is Odam. You killed Bishogig. That's a sin. It's a crime. You don't have a right to exist in our society. And the Goldam can kill you. Period. You're dead. You have a right to die. According to justice, there's nothing wrong.
You have a right.
Yeah, but the only thing is that in Eretz Yisrael, we set up a society where we protect him and we give him a method of kapara. It's not just safety. We reform him. We give him a way. There's a better solution. Justice is he deserves death. He deserves to be killed. It's perfectly fine. The Goldam to kill him. But Rachamim is the Torah says, wait, it's true he deserves din. Din is he get killed. But isn't there a better way is to make him reformed, and this way he won't deserve the din, and this way he'll be safe, and he'll be able to have kapara and tshuva, and he'll be able to live without his chait. So that's what we do. Eretz Yisrael does that for a person. But if not, so then it's not like a bomb shelter that they're just killing innocent people for no reason. That's not an innocent person. He deserves the mishpat. He has a right to, the old man does have a right to kill him. And it's lo ein mishpat malves. He doesn't. I'm sorry. Not lo ein mishpat. Ein lo damim. He's an ein lo damim. One araya, I think, is this idea that it's spread out throughout the land. I mean, you could interpret it different ways, but the idea is vishilashta. It's like you're equally spacing it through. Eretz Yisrael is filled with these things. You know, like creates a quality in the aretz. It's not a raya. I mean, you could just say it's for protection, but it's a kiyam in the aretz, and as far as you're giving a quality to the thing, so then you put it at the throughout the city, throughout the thing. Another raya, kind of a raya for it is, why don't you have this in Chutz La'aretz? So an idea is that you want to basically just protect people. So look, there's a halacha, friends, you have to put a roof on your fence. A fence on your roof. Right? You have a fence on your roof. Right? Where? Only in Eretz Yisrael or even in Chutz La'aretz? So you say, of course, it's everywhere. It's nothing to do with Eretz Yisrael. I mean, you have to protect yourself. You have to protect your house. You can't let people die. Right? So that's nothing to do with Eretz Yisrael. That's just halacha, protect the people. So, well, if you're saying Shaori Miklat is an idea that a Jewish people are chayiv to protect whatever, you have a Jewish society in Chutzlars, why don't they, Bavel or whatever, why don't they have to protect people? What I'm saying is because it's not halacha just of protecting people. It's halacha of Eretz Yisrael. So then, I mean, that might be what the inyan of it, but it's not halacha intrinsically Jews are chayiv to protect other Jews by giving them an Ari Miklat. It's a din Eretz Yisrael. And it's only when they entered Eretz Yisrael, and even when you had the three cities, whatever, until you have the whole Eretz Yisrael, that's what Yonah said, Yonah's first step. It's a feature in the land. And if you don't have the land, it's very nice that it's a Jewish society, it's those three things, but that's not Ari Miklat. It's not the idea of Ari Miklat. So, is that a nice idea? It could be, but look, a lot of nice ideas, but look, technically speaking, he's deserving of death, and let the Goldam kill him. See, we think of it as like the mafia, but apparently the guy has a right to kill him. He does have a right to kill him, and there's a justice in that. So it's that's Shlomo's point. It's good. It helps. It's not like he's undeserving of death, and it's like the Hamas throwing out rockets on people and not letting them go into a shelter. I mean, these are people who are sinful, and they're guilty, and they're deserving of death. And the Goldam has the right to kill them. But it's just that the Torah says, we have something better. We have Kapara. It's a land. The land gives the guys a second chance. It's a feature. We give the guys a second chance, and we let them have Kapara and Tshuva, protection. It's that's something. That's a feature of Eretz Yisrael. And it's in the one you have it. Good model. I mean, it's a good model of what answers are there, how you have Svaras work. I mean, a question, every question, in one form or other, is based on a false premise. It's a false assumption. You're assuming that Ari Miklat is to protect people, and now you have a problem. It doesn't make any sense. Why don't we protect people? The shift, and every question, whenever you have a contradiction, you're assuming these cases are the same. There's certain subtle assumptions that certain factors don't make a difference, and therefore the cases are the same, and therefore you have a stira. But the answer is no. You're making a false assumption. You have to shift some assumption that you are making in order to make the facts work out. So there's a shift. Now, I guess there are bigger and smaller shifts, but I mean, we're pointing out, as far as basically showing what the premise of my question is, and what's the must. And that's why we do Havamina Haskanas. Why do you try to define Havamina Haskana instead of just... Because that's... Havamina shows you what the move is, what the shift is in this halacha. This halacha is teaching you, don't look at it that way, look at it this way. And it revises your idea. It removes a false premise and gives you a new idea, a new premise. Pick up tomorrow. I'd like to take up is look at the Rambam now. Now look at the Rambam, and there's this again, Ches Gemel. There's a problem. There's something wrong with her, something not so smooth with the Rambam. So look at the Rambam, see if you can find the problem with it, and see if you can answer it. Okay? That's my hint. And then, let's work with it. And then I'd like to explain this idea of Mishulashim. After we do that, this idea of the Mishulashim, the three, and like three, the yard, the rose in a vineyard, that whole thing. Like, what's the whole deal with that? You know, the spacing of it. So we'll work with them there. Okay?